Yeah, we'll touch on that here a little bit later. But let's go ahead to our hotline. Mr. Mike Bullen is on the line. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Excuse me, Doc. Doing great. You guys mentioned snow. What's that?
I know. You guys bundle up when it gets below 62, don't you?
Yeah, it's 55 down here, and we're all freezing, but T-shirt weather, so that's good.
I checked forward the weather. When we leave 5 o'clock Wednesday morning, it should be about 25 degrees here, and I'm wearing shorts because my destination is going to be mid-60s.
Yeah, it is good news. They're talking upper 60s, low 70s the whole week, and that's great because no big cold fronts are on their way.
I just hope I get into warm weather before I need to stop and get some fuel.
Yeah, that's always funny to jump out of the gas station in your shorts when it's 20 degrees out.
Well, Mike, we've talked about a lot of neat things heading up to the Snowbird National. It's hard to believe, you know. You had the countdown started, you know, during the summer. We're less than a week away, my friend. Are you getting, do you feel the excitement? It sounds like there's just an electric feel about this year's Snowbird Nationals.
Yeah, this is actually the first year I'm excited. I don't know if it's because we've been doing it so long. It's a lot of great people are, you know, behind it, a lot of sponsors. It just seems like everybody's excitement's, you know, spreading through to me and all our crew guys, you know. So I'm actually excited, man. I don't see any hiccups and, man, I mean, I'm full speed ahead, man. We're ready to do it.
We talked about a lot of neat things, like I said, but let's start from the beginning. Give me a little touch on the history of the Snowbird Nationals. Number one, this might be a dumb question, but how did you come up with the name Snowbird Nationals?
Well, kind of the reason you're coming down here, you know, we wanted to start I guess it was kind of my idea. That was corny, trust me, because when I drew the first entry, everybody's like, Snowbird, what the hell is that? But, you know, we wanted to get people to come down here from the north, obviously, and give them a place to race in Florida. And Snowbird is like the word down here this time of year. I mean, on the roads, there's snowbirds. You know, they hold up traffic.
The grocery stores. I get it. Give me a minute.
Yeah, they, you know, the Snowbirds just came about to start a new tradition, and, you know, the first 5 or 6 years we held it at an indoor racetrack we had in Tampa, a high bank concrete oval racetrack, and it was great. It grew every year, and I'm looking at the 99 race right now. We have an article online from the Competition Plus magazine, which used to be around, and I'm looking at Jim Dieter and Josh Searle. They were there on the pavement, and Joel Johnson was even so.
Yeah, I remember Chris was down there, Chris Smith.
Yeah, Chris Smith, many times.
Yeah, he won one year, didn't he?
Yep, I got a picture of him one of them years with him and Kirby Hand standing next to you. And Mita, Frank Palomita, won a couple times at the old Thunder Raceway and also a winner on the carpet. So
yeah,
it's cool. A lot of these guys, you know, made the transition with us to the carpet. You know, it's kind of got a history. The Albrechts came down to Thunder, John Zuback. Couple guys from Canada, the Salvas brothers came to Thunder, so a lot of these guys were carpet, you know, came to our track in Tampa, and when we first had our first carpet race, trust me, it was hard to get the oval guys to support it, because nobody raced carpet pretty much, you know, and it was all cap tire racing, but they came down and hated and cussed it, but now I think, you know, they like it.
Because you know, nobody raced flat carpets at the time. When there were banked carpet tracks, they were banked. When there were carpet tracks, they were banked, you know, all over the East Coast, Connecticut, up in Ohio, of course, down at Sand Hills for a long time. And then when it finally started to catch on, you kind of redirected indoor carpet oval racing today, because everywhere now is flat tracks. I mean,
yeah, obviously we couldn't build a banked track, but I think racers are fine, and, you know, there's a little bit more driving involved with flat tracks. You know, the cars tend to push, and any time you take away traction, you know, and force the guys to let off the gas, the racing's a little bit better. You know, I think that's, you know, fun now, and maybe it'll burn out one day, but, you know, I think the bank, you know, all the bank racing that we did, it was a huge change to go to flat carpet. But I remember it was tough to get people to come and you know, these cap tire guys raising carpet for the first year, it was comical. I bet you a lot of them have stories, but now it's definitely changed. I mean, we got, you know, oval entries this year are almost sold out. I think we only got one or two openings.
Wow.
So,
how quick did the brushless class sell out? Sonny Brown, you know, from Horizon Hobbies, a good friend of the program with his VRL series and stuff like that. Really, this is the first year it's been available at the Sailbird. Is that right?
Yep. First year, and I think we got 60 entries. You know,
wow.
Most, all our classes have an even number for main day, basically, because we like to run our mains. But the brush is, the South, there's nobody really running it. It's finally catching on. I think next year there'll be a lot more from the South in it, you know, and it's definitely, I think it surprised a lot of people. And I'm very excited about watching the racing, you know, to see how close it is. There's some big names. I mean, you got guys like Cochran and Honeycutt and Ziegler and not Valentine. He's still Brush, but.
Speaking of Ziegler, that's Ziggy, right?
Yeah, Ziggy, yeah.
I thought he retired. What's up with that?
I guess he did. And
did he pull a big Kona?
He's getting a fever. And, they're signing up for the Brushless. I mean, it's going to be great. Josh Sherrill, like I said, we're talking about him. He signed up for it.
When you get the experienced guys like that, they don't have to mess with the motors. All I got to do is change batteries, and their focus is going to be on the chassis.
Yep.
I almost predict that's going to be the fastest class because of that reason down there this year. What do you think?
Well, it's I've seen it. It's getting quicker than the 19 turn classes. So I'm very curious who's going to be in that top nine. You know, we're locking in nine cars, and the 10th place guy has to bump up from the... So the B main is going to be wild. I mean, you're going to have 10 guys in the B main that... I mean, it's going to be grab a chair, and like we call it Saturday, bump and run. We're going to see bump and run, and we're not promoting it, but we're not going to... We're racing RC toy cars.
At Charlotte at the dirt race. If you're going to fight, do it in front of the stands.
Well, we don't want any fighting, but... I've been known to point a finger now and then, and that's all part of it. I mean, if you don't get hot and tempered, you know, now and then, you're really not got that racing
that's right.
Down inside you, and, you know, we let it go to a point. You know, we've never had an issue at the Birds. I mean, everybody seems, I've seen more people at a weekly show get tense than I have at these big events, and that's cool. I mean, everybody thinks you get this many people in there. You know, we raced for money before. This year we're giving away some bigger stuff, and really it's... It doesn't, you know, racers behave themselves, which, you know, it's a great weekend. Now, after hours, I can't keep them under control.
This segment is brought to you by CustomWorks. Be sure and check them out. CustomWorksRC.com for all your battery needs. They got some of the best batteries in the market with true speed, so be sure and check them out. Tell Rob Doc Love sent you from RC Racing Radio, Doc and Danny. I talked to him the other day. He's like, man, I wonder where everybody was calling from about these batteries, because I know where he's been advertising, so... made us feel good that he's seen a good return on that deal there. He's been getting a lot of calls for batteries. So less than a week away, so if you ain't got your batteries yet, you better put in a call right now. Check them out online, CustomWorksRC.com. We're joined by Mike Rowland, the promoter of the Snowbird Nationals. Less than a week away. All right, I'm putting myself in the racer's perspective. It's my first time down there at this, juncture with as big as this race has gotten. I'm going to walk in the door, and the first thing I want to say is,
well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
What kind of advice can you give to the new folks that are coming down?
Oh, man, I think the biggest problem I've ever seen at a race this big is guys get so tense and get so worked up that they don't enjoy themselves. So the first thing, is that you're coming down on vacation, take it all in. You're not going to get to practice, like you're used to at home. So be prepared. I mean, we have the practice schedules down to the minute of when we're going to run. Tekin's one of our sponsors, and we have a Tekin. It's called Tekin with Tekin. And we got all these chargers set up by the driver's stand, so guys can come down, two or three races ahead of time. No excuses, don't, rush, try to plan ahead. And, we stick to the schedule. And basically, man, just, get some sleep when you can. Don't, pull the marathon the first few nights. Sunday, these guys walk around in zombie mode,
Yeah.
So, the new schedule this year, I worked it up, and it's going to be the best one ever. We're going to be done. I mean, we were racing at 3 in the morning some years, and at least this year, guys are going to get to relax and
enjoy it more. That's going to be the best thing, is guys are going to get to enjoy the event more than just being trackside all 24 hours, 7. But for that information and the new schedule and all that good stuff, be sure and check out snowbirdnationals.com. I think you got the schedule up there and the letter, the confirmation letter, is that what you called it?
Yeah, we actually have another one that we'll have a check-in when they get down there that has pretty much everything down to the minute on practice and other events like Concours we're doing, when the girls come. We have, you know, special appearances Saturday. So we break it all down. People can tell, you know, we'll plan on when they're going to be there. And we even got it figured out now when the A-Mains are going to start. So Sunday at 8 o'clock, the on-road main should be beginning. And Sunday at 3 o'clock, the oval A-Main should start.
Cool days. So, and you know, it's racetalklive.com and 1490. The Outlaw will be there with yours truly and Sonny Brown, and along with your regular guys, Gene Crane, Scarecrow, and Dave. So looking forward to working with you guys. Mike, we're at the end of the segment. Good job as always. And this time next week, we'll be playing trackside week. And we're going to have you sit in with us, all right?
Definitely, man. Poolside with margarita and flip-flops, man.
Oh, sweet. I bring my big flowery shirts.
Just make sure I don't know about that now.
Mike, just make sure he's sitting down when he's drinking because he falls really hard.
All right, folks. Mike, we got to run, buddy. Good job, buddy.
Thank you, Doc.
We'll our next segment was brought to you by Custom Works. Be sure and check them out. CustomWorksRC.com. After the break, Team Jammin' Driver, Gary Guest. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Well, now, what did he just say?
He said, you're listening to RC Racing Radio with Danny Southern, Chris Smith, and our daddy, Doc Love, only on RaceTalkLive.com and 1490 The Outlaw.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum